Everyone out there in the internet world, welcome to another episode of Bulls Deep Torian Films Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, BJ Lewis. With me is...
Billy Mao. Quick, why do you do the pause between Bulls and Deep, and why does it get longer every episode? Are you Shatnering?
Slightly, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know why I do that. I don't know. It's like a Tourette's thing, I guess.
Tourette? Your dramatic threat, your dramatic pause threats?
Yes.
All right. I was going to ask that last week, completely slipped my mind, and then today's pause was even longer, so...
I think it adds some flavor to things.
Silence? Silence adds flavor?
Yeah, but it's not...
You know, people don't need the internet to hear silence.
Yeah, but it's dramatic silence with a purpose, so it feeds into the what they're getting after the silence. It makes it
better. I will admit that silence is probably the most that you contribute to the show. The Zynga.
Yeah.
We got past Halloween. Everything go well there?
Yeah. Trick or treating was kind of lacking. I don't know, by the time we got out there, kids had already, I guess, rounded, because, you know, the whole daylight savings time, it gets darker quicker, and I didn't get off work till...
Daylight savings time was after Halloween, you...
Was it?
Bad parent, make an excuse piece of shit.
I got off work later, so by the time, like, we got to the neighborhood we were trick-or-treating at, I guess little fuckers had, like, made their rounds and shit, so a whole bunch of, you know, lights were turned off and people were running out of candy and shit. It was really depressing.
Yeah. Way to just give them reasons to hate you later. But hey, it doesn't matter. Halloween's over. November 1st, officially, Christmas.
Yeah, no shit.
We go from sexy Ebola nurse that night to Santa Claus the next morning.
Shit, yeah. I saw a, at Walmart, like 2 days ago, it was like they already had a little animatronic Santa Claus by where you get the carts from and shit. And I was like, really? Like, can we get at least a little closer to Thanksgiving before we start bringing all this shit?
Thanksgiving is nothing. Thanksgiving is we don't even know what Thanksgiving is anymore. I'm surprised we still get days off for work. Nobody cares about Thanksgiving.
Pretty much.
There's no Thanksgiving songs. You ever notice that?
Well, why would there be Thanksgiving songs? I don't think they were very musically inclined. I don't think the Pilgrims were very musically inclined.
They invented metal.
Who?
Going around wearing black all the time, lots of buckles. They had those shotguns that looked like megaphones. They wore funny hats. I mean, they were the original metalheads. Yeah, they had music all the damn time.
Well,
you need to go restudy your history, man.
I don't think so. When they were talking about the Mayflower and the first Thanksgiving and all that shit, they weren't talking about, you know, rocking out.
You don't know that. You weren't there.
I doubt it was possible.
No, man. I don't know. You know, there's a Canadian Thanksgiving happens on a different day. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know either. It's up in Canada. They're communist up there or something.
I don't know. Well, I mean, they can be thankful for strong beer. They got good beer up there.
I've been trying to, like, but diversify 90%
my... 90% of it's uninhabitable, though.
I've been trying to diversify my beer palate, actually. So I need to drink more shit.
We can set up an entire talk about beer time for another show. You didn't give me a heads up that you were wanting to. I could talk about beer for a damn week.
Oh, and, good. You have to tell me some beers.
Well, I mean, the short version is all of them, but...
I'm trying to evolve past, you know, Bud Light and Corona.
The fact that you even drink Bud Light, I mean, you're not even in pre-K. You're you're like in whatever class that they put the kids that are supposed to be in pre-K but can't figure out how to get through a door. Like, you're the kid in the helmet just bumping into the door frame. Blood Light's horrible. Yeah, we're going to get you fixed up. Next show, man, we're going beer. I'm going to give you, before the show, I'm going to give you a shopping list. If you got a grocery store up around there that lets you do your build your own six pack thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to send you a six beers. You're going to get them. You're going to drink them during the podcast. You don't have to, I mean, if you do drink all of them in order, like down the whole bottle, and then we go into the next, that would be awesome. You will probably be a more active participant in the podcast by the end of it, but we'll at least taste test. We'll go through there, and you'll realize that basically you're drinking piss water. But that's neither here nor there. I'm putting that in the mental Rolodex. We're going to move on to stuff for this week. Dude, there's been some with the new Marvel and DC rumors. Have you heard the latest round of things from Batman versus Superman?
I have not. I've been stuck in my rage about the Fantastic Four shit that I heard, so I haven't.
Okay, here's the deal with the Fantastic Four. It doesn't matter what they do, because all they're doing is showing that the first movie that everyone said was horrible and said you can't make a worse movie than this, they've gone, ha, ha, bet, and they're just trying to step their game up each time. I mean, that's the only way to explain it. We're not going to talk about it. None of it makes sense. Fantastic Four, not a fan anyway. But there have been some Aquaman-related stuff popping up on the Batman versus Superman radar.
Well, I know he's supposed to have a cameo in it or some shit.
No, but not actually him, though. Now, we're getting into other characters from the Aquaman universe showing up on set.
Ah, shit, now, I don't know that.
Oh, I'm about to just drop some knowledge on you. There's been some photos from the set, namely from, like, you know, people aren't being able to get into where they're filming, but you know, because like the non-disclosure things have to be like you probably die if you, like, leak stuff directly from set. But there's been pictures from, like, where the trailers are. And it's things on the trailers, like where the actors stay, that is raising some eyebrows. Two of them in particular. The first one on one of the dressing trailers, and you will have to correct me if I'm saying this wrong. I'm not steeped in Aquaman tradition. You are. One of the signs on one of the doors was Kahina. Who is a member of the Others, and they are not necessarily affiliated with Aquaman, but they are another group that is after Black Manta.
Hmm. What does that put Manta in?
So why would this even be in Batman versus Superman unless there's a possibility of Black Manta being in that movie?
Why are they trying to just throw, like, it's like, they have, like, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing with that movie anymore. They're just trying to throw, like, every fucking thing in it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be, I don't know if you've seen this. Hopefully you have. You follow the internet. Batman versus Superman is going to become a 2.5-hour version of Too Many Cooks. Which, you've seen this, correct? You watch Too Many Cooks, right?
I think I've come across it. I haven't.
It was on Adult Swim. It came on at like 4 o'clock in the morning one day, and it has blowed up. They're showing it every night at 11 on Adult Swim. It's worth checking it out. It's just like a 12-minute thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's a 12-minute long beginning of a TV show done up like 80s style.
Hmm.
You're gonna watch this, and we'll talk about it next time because it's a big, big thing. And with as many characters as is being thrown into this, the whole movie is gonna be 2.5 hours. Of just character introduction and then to be continued.
Pretty much.
There's no room for story. But here's the other thing involving Kahina. The rumor is that might be who Jenna Malone is playing. Everyone's thinking Jenna Malone's playing, like, the, was it, Carrie Kelly?
Yeah, the female Robin. Yeah.
But this is now a possible thing for who she's playing, but who knows? The other name that showed up on a trailer door. Okay, I don't know how to say the actual name. It's a Russian name, but the name was the character's name as opposed to the character's like nickname, KG Beast.
Hmm.
Suicide Squad. So, but they don't know necessarily if these are actual characters or if this is an elaborate ruse by mislabeling everybody's trailers, but...
I don't know, because, I mean, they were talking about bringing, you know, Eisenberg's Lex Luthor into the Suicide Squad movie, but I haven't seen anything about KG Beast being amongst the roster for it.
Right. Well, I mean, I haven't seen a ton aside from the casting of Harley Quinn and possibly a casting of the Joker.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
But you saw it, right?
I just want Will Smith to stay far away from that movie.
Well, he's not going to play the Joker.
Because I'm a Suicide Squad fan, so I really want Will Smith nowhere near that movie.
If you're a Suicide Squad fan, you probably just don't even want the movie being made.
I'd rather be... what I want is... what I want the Arrow folks to do what Marvel's doing with early... You know, the people that put out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are doing with that show and how they're putting Agent Carter on during the hiatus. Just doing like a little 8-episode run during the hiatus for S.H.I.E.L.D. I want them to do that with Suicide Squad and just throw out, you know, well, a slew of Suicide Squad episodes. Not too much, not too little. You can actually see if people want to see more than that, you know, beyond just...
Yeah, but since movies aren't being affiliated with the TV shows, like I said, which I think is a horrible idea.
I know they
aren't. Even if a Suicide Squad TV show does well, and then it's completely all different people in the movie, like I said, it's a recipe for failure. I mean, as well-received as Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin have been on the TV shows, the fact that they're not in the movies, that's dumb.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know. I would think you get... I think we talked about this before, where I would think... I don't know if we talked about it on a pod or not, where I would think you can get them cheaper than whatever other actors they're going to try to get.
However, that's not what they're doing, because they want to prove once and for all that they can't make a superhero movie. I mean, basically, the whole... It's like collusion to make it where the only... To prove that the only company that can put out a decent superhero movie is Marvel Studios.
Pretty much.
Because, I mean, I'm not even that big of a fan of the X-Men movies.
I was annoyed when I saw that apparently X-Men Apocalypse was going to focus on the romance between Magneto and Mystique. I was like, yep, there goes my interest.
Gotta have that love story, bro.
I know, but I understand it. But it's like, I understand the whole needing for some love shit on The Flash with Barry and Iris, but it doesn't make me like it any more.
Well, it's one thing to do that in a TV show because, you know, I'm not sure how long this run is supposed to be in the first season, but you're talking about each show being 44 minutes of runtime.
Oh, it's going to be, they got the full 22 episode order.
Yeah, so I mean, they've got to put filler in there. That's why I'm okay with these weird little dinky romance plots that keep popping up in both Arrow and in Flash, because you got to fill time, man.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I understand it being necessary.
But to do that in a movie, where you've only got 2.5 hours, no. No, that shouldn't be a focus.
I understand, I understand the necessary evil of in trying to bring in certain demographics.
Well, I heard that the screenplay for X-Men Apocalypse is being written by Nicholas Sparks. You know who that is, right?
No.
The dude that wrote The Notebook.
Ah, I see.
I made a joke.
I understand you made a joke, but I know nothing about The Notebook because
I
purged every
podcast. People would think it was pretty funny.
Well,
that was quality.
Those people should Those people should self-asphyxiate for having anything to do with the Notebook.
You gotta have some knowledge if you want to effectively make fun of it, my friend.
I just want nothing to do with that shit.
You're repressed. You're repressed. One weekend, you're just gonna watch all of those chick flicks and just, like, cry the whole weekend, and then you'll probably shoot somebody.
I have to sit there and watch the fucking Twilight movies as it is with Steph, because I made her promise that once she acquired all of them, that I would actually sit down and watch them with her.
What did you get out of that? Because that's not a deal that you make, you know, out of sheer generosity.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Then it obviously you got gypped.
Apparently, yes. I have not allowed her to cash in on that shit yet, thank God.
Wait, you mean you haven't watched them yet?
No, not yet. I have successfully avoided having to
deal on that. No. You gave your word.
I understand that. I just haven't, you know, it just hasn't
not been. Only you made it. Now, shitty as the promise may be, you got to own up to that.
And I am at some point.
Or else, no, it needs to happen. What are y'all doing this weekend? Better be like Twilight. We'll talk about that while you're drinking beer. Like, just set aside a whole day. Marathon it. All the way. End to end. Get it out of the way. Rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'll get to
this.
You're
a welcher. You're a fink. You're dishonest.
Dude, I'm saving myself for, like, high blood pressure and just a bunch of other shit watching that. I'm doing myself a favor, man.
You're being shitty.
Possibly.
If you make a promise, you gotta follow through and you don't drag your feet on it. All you do, this is just gonna be ammo. Later down the line, you're gonna do something stupid. It's in your nature. And this will get brought up. And she's going to go, remember the time that you lied to my face about watching Twilight with me.
Yeah, that shit actually probably would happen.
Yeah. I'm just saying. You'll be visiting this scenario in couples therapy. Anyway, dude, we'll detach ourselves from your shittiness and get moving on with the show. We have some news, as we always do. I have done my best to find good things, and hopefully you approve. Are you a fan of Neo?
I am not.
Neither is Zoe Fennessy. That shit gives her seizures, and she cut out a part of her brain to make it stop, and it didn't work.
That's just fucking stupid. Is that, like, has this been debunked yet? Is this, like, the triple tit chick where it actually really didn't happen because you'd actually never find a surgeon to actually do this shit because it seems stupid?
Man, this is multiple sources. Multiple sources. And here's what's funny. She began having non-music-related seizures in 2006, and then and the triggering began in 2011 after the release of Pitbull's Neo feature, Give Me Everything. It's possible Pitbull is giving her seizures. Pitbull gives me fucking headaches, bro. I can't stand that dude. But apparently other Neo songs have set her off. I mean, can you imagine? Like, it's so specific. Don't think about her. Think about him for a second. How do you think that this makes him feel? It's one thing for people to not like you. It's another thing for, like, you to cause people to almost die and then cut out part of their brain.
Shit, as much money as I'm sure he makes, I doubt he slows down to give a shit.
Man. I'm just... But it didn't even work. She cut out a chunk of her brain. I mean, not herself. She didn't do it in her garage. You know, medical professionals did this, And it didn't work. But here's what's weird. It has worked before with another person in New Jersey. In 2008, a woman named Stacey Gale, sounds like a comic book character, had brain surgery to correct epilepsy that flared up when she heard music from Sean Paul, except Sean Paul was her favorite singer.
See, that's that's something else that triggered that shit. Because how long was she listening? She had to listen to him long enough for him to become her favorite singer. And then for her suddenly to have epilepsy, triggered by him, that's something, some shady business.
Well, the thing is these people all had it before. But like I said, in the case of this fantasy lady, she started having seizures in 2006. But then in 2011, every time she heard Neo, her brain started to explode.
And there's other factors to it. Why are these people fixated on the music as the cause is beyond me. But I firmly believe there's other shit going on in their fucked up lives.
Well, the song that started it was the number one single where she lived in the UK. All right. Now, if you just listen to radio, you're going to hear the number one song in the country if you're listening to any type of pop station.
Like, who has money to just, throw away like that?
Who? The person who had her brain cut out?
Yeah.
Universal healthcare, bro. That's England. That's universal healthcare. She didn't have to pay for that.
And it covers stupid brain surgery?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any such thing as stupid brain surgery. The doctors... It's not like she came up with this idea on her own and everyone just went along with it. I mean, you've got to get the doctor to sign off on it, and the doctor is not going to just readily go, oh, you want to cut out part of your brain? Cool. I got nothing to do after lunch.
Do we know that for sure?
That
could have been the conversation exactly.
Pretty sure, because brain surgery is a thing where, if you go into that just all willy-nilly, people die, and then you get lawsuits and stuff, lose your practice. Contrary to what you may have been led to believe, Mr. B.J. Lewis, brain surgery is not a joke. I mean, just imagine you're one of these people, and, I mean, you got to be afraid to leave the house. You can't go anywhere where they play music, especially not pop music.
That's just dumb. And if you, that's a problem, then you need to not be alive.
Once again, the Lewis methodology. Your problem's weird. Just kill yourself.
Pretty much.
You know what? This is gonna end up happening to you.
And I will take care of myself accordingly. Because I would not want to live with some stupid shit that gives me epilepsy for a stupid reason.
You are putting this on the internet, which is forever. So you have now made two promises. You have promised you're going to watch all of the Twilight movies. And now you've just also promised to kill yourself if you ever have musically triggered epilepsy.
Yeah.
If you ever do get musically triggered epilepsy and you try to back out of this, every day, I'm just going to, whether it's on the phone or the internet or me knocking on your window, every day you're going to hear me say these two words, kill yourself.
I'm just saying, you got to go all in with shit, man, so...
I mean, you know that Madden commercial with Kevin Hart?
Yes.
Where it's like James Franco's brother and his girl are watching TV and he's just knocking on the window. Yeah. And he's got the Xbox controllers. That's going to be me, except it's going to be Ambien and vodka. You're just going to look out the window and I'm going to be standing there holding them up.
I get it done. Disappointment.
I'll tell you what. If this does come down to it, and it becomes unbearable, and I'm telling you to kill yourself every day, and you've decided that you have too much to live for, like watching them Twilight movies, I know where you can go. There is a safe place in this world, BJ. It is called IKEA. Have you been to IKEA? Have you ever been inside an IKEA?
Yeah, a couple times. Looking at furniture and shit.
Did you like it? Did you like the store?
Not particularly.
Well, there's a 12-year-old kid in China that loves the shit out of some IKEA.
I saw
that. What did you think of this one? A boy who was missing in Shanghai for a week after running away from home because he failed a math test was found in an IKEA, his favorite place.
Why is IKEA a 12-year-old's favorite place? And then him getting yelled at for failing a math test. That's stereotypes I'm not even delving into. That shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, he shouldn't have failed the math test.
But, yeah, him surviving for a week in there, I don't see how that happens.
Okay, he didn't stay for a whole week in the IKEA. Did you read the whole story?
Yeah, I thought I... Oh, wait a minute.
No, he hung around the city for 6 days. When he was hungry, he would like go to the grocery store like for free samples. But he spent a lot of time at IKEA.
Probably like just making use of the beds and shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've ever been in IKEA, you can hide in there pretty easily.
Oh yeah.
I mean, especially a little dude like yourself.
I wouldn't doubt it.
The police asked his family to narrow down a list of his favorite places, and IKEA was one of them, and they spotted him on the security video, and then they locked off all the exits. They put IKEA on lockdown, and it took
still took him like 40 minutes to find him, yeah.
Well, IKEAs are huge, and I mean, I would imagine they would have to be bigger in China. They got a lot more people. So that's a lot more weird Swedish furniture that they got to have around all over the place. You ever look in a toilet at IKEA? They got that sign that says, don't use this toilet. A toilet just sitting out in the middle of everywhere for everyone to see, and they got to tell you not to use it.
Yeah, that's...
I think anyone that wants to go to the bathroom in an IKEA toilet, I don't think a sign's going to stop them.
Might.
No. If you've decided that you're going to drop trowel in front of a whole bunch of strangers and, you know, be right there in that walkway and you're comfortable with that, man, you're past signs. You ever have one of the meatballs from there?
No. And actually, the last time we went there after, I guess, their little in-store place was closed, so I did not get any fucking meatballs.
The really impressive thing is this kid lived for a week with only about 25 cents. I bet you feel like you're a shitty budgeter now.
Apparently.
This kid cracked the code. He had it all figured out. But, I mean, they had to not only lock off the exits, but they, like, went to all of the little shortcut aisles in IKEA because they got those weird shortcut aisles. A person could get lost in an IKEA. It happens all the time. They've got, like, a whole team of, like, IKEA Sherpas to go find people.
I don't know.
Like, if somebody gets lost and they send out the distress signal, they show up and, you know, friendly IKEA Sherpas, and they got, like, some tea and some meatballs to calm you down.
I wonder if that's something that you know, that falls back on the parent, though, as far as, like, having to pay for the search and whatever other legal troubles.
I'm not sure how it goes in China. But, yeah, I mean... And, I mean, like, the whole thing that... I mean, the way they explain it, now, these are obviously pretty... you know, calling people, because it doesn't even sound like it was that bad of a thing. He got sent home, He got sent home for failing a math assignment. Sent home. They take that stuff seriously. It's not a stereotype. This is why they're so good. Because it's like, you will get like, just kicked out of school for failing. It didn't even say a test. It just said assignment. Yeah, this kid didn't, like, he messed up his homework, and they just, like, we can't even have you here. Go home. And the mom yelled at him, and he just took off. But you know what? She says that she feels guilty that she shouted at him, so she learned her lesson. Boy wins.
Fuck that. I'd have kicked my kid's ass.
Exactly. That's what would happen here. And that would cause them to, I mean, that's both the cause and the result of them running away.
Pretty much. I don't know. They're just parents these days in whatever country just, for the most part, just suck.
If this was your child, would you be more disappointed that he ran away or that IKEA was his favorite place?
I don't know. It's kind of like a 50-50 thing.
Because, I mean, you know, stuff like this ends up in the news, and all of a sudden everyone knows that your kid just really likes IKEA.
That's 50-50. I'd rather him, you know, be found someplace cooler or something, I guess. I don't know.
There's a lot of cooler places. I mean, really any place is cooler than IKEA.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want that motherfucker to be found in one of those places, not in a fucking IKEA.
Lady Foot Locker is probably not as cool as IKEA, but at least you could go, yeah, my kid, a little bit of a freak, but IKEA, there's really, that kid's too practical, man. But we know that no child of yours would be practical. Not in the genetic disposition. Okay, so let's go from IKEA. Let's go to church.
The first paragraph of this shit was awesome.
You know what? I think you should read this one then if you like it so much.
Dateline, Milan, Italy, November 12th. An Italian priest arrested at a cocaine party on suspicion of dealing that drug has been scheduled for a fast-track trial in January.
Man, Italy, man. Ain't that something?
And why the fuck does he have four names?
Don. Because he's Italian.
And why is one of them a chick's name?
You get like four or five names, and one of those names has to be a girl's name.
Anyway, what? Did you see this fucking related story? Like the first one?
Yeah, we can jump to that one here in a second. Don't let's not run past. This is a short story. You can get through this. I know that you have ADD problems, but let's get past the coke fiend priest.
And even the one after that is awesome. What the fuck?
All okay, right. Dude, stay on target. Read the damn story.
Don Stefano, why does he have a chick's name? It's just. All right.
What did I just say? If you're Italian, you get four names and one of them's a girl's name. That's how it works.
All right, so Don Stefano Maria Cavalletti, 45. Was arrested in July when police were called to a Milan address on a report of a loud party, and they found a large amount of cocaine along with the priest's shredded passport in the bathroom of the home. Cavalletti told police he had been using cocaine as a self-treatment for depression he suffered after being convicted in September 2013 of fraud against an elderly woman. The priest is now scheduled for a fast-track trial January 29th. The fast-track process involves the preliminary hearings judge ruling on the case based on evidence gathered during the preliminary investigation. Cavalletti will be eligible for a 1/3 reduction of his sentence if he is convicted in the fast-track trial.
You got a coke fiend priest who defrauded an elderly woman. I know it sounds bad, but at least he didn't touch a kid on the butthole, so, you know, points there. But can you imagine being in a church where your priest or preacher is on cocaine?
Awesome.
I mean, you got to think about like what are some of the symptoms of being on cocaine. You got, you know, that they're very excitable, very energetic, and they just freaking talk a lot. So it's possible, like, all of these kind of, like, new wave non-denominational churches, all of those preachers are on cocaine. Because it's just nothing but fidgeting and running and jumping and talking way too much.
That'd be, like, one of the greatest, like, sermons ever to hear, like...
Pretty boss communion as well.
I do. Unless he's, like, I mean, sprinkling some of the cocaine on the communion wafers.
The communion wafers are just pressed cocaine.
I actually wanted to, like, to market, like, sell communion wafers.
I mean, it's not only that he was doing it, they think he's dealing it, too. Now, he's got an excuse for doing it for his anti-depression, which, you know, you would think that God would be enough for a priest. But if he's selling it, does that also help his depression?
Well, he's going to have money to, I don't know, help lift his spirits, because you can get hookers then. And hookers always lift spirits.
Nah, I don't think that it's hookers or anything like that. I mean, what if it was just all, like, priests? I mean, it's not really that much of a party. But, you know, they're, like, doing rails off the Pope's hat.
Everybody's got their own version of fun.
They got those really boss little pinky ring things, but it's not really a gemstone on it. Flips up, little bump of coke in there.
Probably.
The little emergency thing for the middle of mass.
Would not doubt it.
Okay, now I didn't look at the related stories, so we can look at some related stories if you like. Which related story down below do you want to look at?
The headline of the first one just caught me.
Well, actually, both of these are pretty horrible. I like the second one better. Let's look at the second one.
Hold on, I'm clicking.
This is the new defense. This is the ironclad defense for wrongdoing. Headline on this one: Polish priest claims he is getting texts from an evil spirit inhabiting teenage girl. That is a good, quick excuse when you get busted. It's like, oh, no, it's not her. There's a demon. We were going to meet at the Motel 6 for an exorcism.
Well, it's like the whole, like, when people say dumb shit on Twitter and they're like, oh, my account got hacked.
Well, yeah. People hack Twitter accounts all the time. It's just like Twitter just constantly just, it's a hackathon.
So this is, it's like a possession-a-thon, apparently.
Yeah. You know, he said he performed an exorcism on the girl, and he claims that the text started coming shortly thereafter. So, first came the exorcism. So, maybe, you know, he was building this up. He knows he's got it in place. You know, because I know that if a teenage girl is sending me text, the first thing you got to think is this child is clearly possessed.
Well, apparently he sucks at being an exorcist.
Now, here's the great thing. This guy, Father Rockhill, or however you say his name, says it's not uncommon for demons to possess people and use their wireless technology.
I was not aware of that.
The demons, they come up from hell because the Wi-Fi sucks there.
Apparently.
But, like, the messages are, like, pretty metal. It's not sexy, which I guess is a relief, but the text that he's getting from this girl is, she will not come out of this hell, she's mine, anyone who prays for her will die. And then he got another one that said, shut up, preacher, you cannot save yourself, idiot, you pathetic old preacher.
Yeah, but that's some, like, I mean, dudes go to, like, you know, chicks all the time wanting them to, like, be, you know, belittle them and all that shit, so that's just a fetish thing.
But he also said that he texted back.
Yeah, but it doesn't say what he said. So he could have just said something that was further perpetuating this like femdom fetish thing that he has going on with this evil spirit.
They get together and they watch The Exorcist and they buy some coke from that other priest and they just party down.
Exactly.
It's possible. We're going to go back and look at the other one, too, because this one was not as salacious as the headline originally said. This next one, there's no way that it's not.
Reading it now, I'm kind of disappointed with it. I expected a better story.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, too. And see, this is why I don't pick things, is because you're a sucker for a headline.
I am.
I'm not even talking about this one because it's no good. It's no good at all. And it happened in Austria. Nobody cares what happens in Austria. Austria is barely even a real country. So we're gonna go to something that's like the realest of the real thing ever. We're going to France, BJ. I picked this story specifically because it seems like the type of story that would get you angry.
What do you think would get me angry? I don't think it should be like a... Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
France has lifted a ban in its country, and it is a ban who, you know, the time has come to free the people. Revolutions have been fought over less. Basically, there was a law that prohibited people from putting toilets in or connected to kitchens and living rooms.
Which is a pretty goddamn good thing. And it's stupid of it to be removed.
Let me ask you, because there's an obvious quick answer, but then whenever you start thinking about it, maybe there's another level of unease that comes in. And this is weird because it says they're doing away with the prohibition of direct communication between bathrooms and kitchens and living rooms. I'm not sure what that means. Like, intercom systems are okay now?
I don't know what it means. It's
like windows or just putting a toilet directly in the kitchen. Just save time.
You don't shit where you eat or cook. That's common knowledge.
And you would think that that would be the worst of the two. But take a second to think about it. A toilet in the living room. You go over to someone's house. And there is a fully installed and functioning toilet. Not obscured in any way, just right there in the living room. Would you continue that visit?
No, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm sure you're going to say that you'd like use it or something.
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, I think the living room is worse than the kitchen.
I mean, it would kind of save time if I was doing like a 12-hour gaming binge and I was just using the commode for just the chair.
You wouldn't sit on it the whole time. Your legs would go numb.
Not if you have a gel-padded seat.
They don't, maybe you would splurge for the living room, but I mean, that's generally not the case. But I mean, think about it. I mean, when I go to people's houses, I don't spend a lot of time in their kitchen. And I don't really go over to people's homes. I don't know them well and have them cook for me. I'm particular anyway. The toilet in their kitchen, they're probably old-fashioned, and they realize that by putting the toilet in the kitchen, the woman of the house may remain barefoot and pregnant in said kitchen for a higher percentage of the time. I see that there is a logic in there, but not in the living room, man. Not in the living room. There's no excuse for the living room. That's where you entertain guests. And hopefully you don't entertain them like that.
Oh, some people might. That's, again, I'm sure there's like a fetish for that shit.
And I mean, but it got me thinking, you know, it doesn't necessarily just have to be a white ceramic bowl just sitting in the middle of the room. I'm sure that if you were good with furniture, you could find a way to work it into like the end seat on the sectional or something like that. You know, I mean, you can have style and function. It's not an either or scenario.
Yeah, I don't know about that. At the end of the day, it's a toilet.
No, well, it is, yeah.
Well, this is stupid. The fact that there's, like, a rule against it, I guess, is stupid. And then the fact that, like, people did away with the rule, like,
I guess... Which do you think is more stupid, the fact that they passed that law to begin with or that they repealed it?
That they repealed it. That they, well, I mean, I don't know. It's the fact that you have to have a law that says you can't put a toilet in, like, your kitchen or your living room is dumb. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And, I mean, the law was weird. It just says keep separate. So, like, did that mean, like, you have to have, like, a hallway in between? Like, you can't have that half bath that has a door that opens into the living room? Or the bathroom, I mean, into the kitchen type of thing. Does a hallway need to happen? Does there need to be a room in between? I don't understand the nature of this law. And it really, I don't get the direct communication. Because, you know, people talk on the phones from their toilet. I don't approve of it, but they do it. My boss... Where I work, I swear the bathroom is like his second office.
What do you not approve of, like, people talking from the toilet?
It's gross. It's not hygienic. I don't think, I mean, I think that, like, the list of people with whom you would carry on a discussion while your b-hole was, you know, exposed to the elements, that should be like a real short list of possibly no one.
Because what, like, what if I was like potting from the commode then?
I could tell because bathrooms have that special acoustic. You got bathroom echo. And, I mean, if you were to podcast from the toilet, you've really got no moral high ground to say anything about the French people at this point. Because you will have quite literally invited the world into the bathroom with you.
Well, I wouldn't do that, so.
I mean, it's a thing. You know, with the podcast... You know, if I'm not fully dressed, I put on clothes. And I put on nice clothes to do the podcast. Because I respect the people who might listen. You don't respect a person if you shit while you talk to them.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's in the Bible.
So, like, the 11th commandment or something?
That is 11 through 36 on the list of commandments. It is a whole list of things that you don't do while you are evacuating your bowels. My boss does it all the time. He goes off in that bathroom, and sometimes he's loud enough on the phone that I can hear him, or I hear his phone ring, because his ringer is loud, and he comes out, and I'm just like, dude, you're nasty. I told him the same thing. I'm like, you can't talk to clients when your butthole is out. Next time I'll remind him it's in the Bible. He went to a religious college. He's got no excuse for not knowing that. Now, did you scroll down into the related stories?
Of this, no.
Look at the third one and just read that headline out loud.
Third one. What the
fuck? Read it. Read it. Quit laughing. Be professional. Oh, come on, man.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Shit. All right. What the fuck?
That's not what the headline says. Just read the damn word.
I know. I'm looking at the fourth one now.
No, we're not on. You need to read the third one out loud. We may not actually read the story. I want you to read this headline.
I'm trying.
Oh my god! Come on.
I got
man.
It. I got it, motherfucker. I got it. All right, I got it.
Deep breath. Dude, you don't got nothing.
Get it. New toilet paper promises feces-free hands.
That's what the old toilet paper was for. That was the whole point of toilet paper. That's the same promise that the old toilet paper had. And unless you're not good at what you're doing, it has delivered on that promise. Any time that I've gotten my own shit on my hands, I did not blame the toilet paper. Are you okay?
I'm good. Oh, shit.
Your thoughts?
Oh, my God. Oh. And then the next shit's just funny.
I'm gonna click now to see what this great advancement in toilet paper technology is. It like the three clamshells?
It's got a video with it, apparently. It's a Kickstarter page. Wow.
Yeah. Uses pocket cleaning power. We're not cleaning pockets. We're cleaning b-holes.
The page raised just $3 of its $121,000 goal Wednesday, 19 days from the end of the campaign.
Yeah, because he's using it all wrong. Let's see. Crowd service site says using extra layers of toilet paper to avoid touching any fecal matter is a waste of paper. Disagree, and can cause toilet backups. Now, if you're backing up your toilet, you've either got a poor toilet, or you truly are using too much toilet paper, or you need to adjust your diet. And he says that new toilet paper will allow people to participate in the green movement while keeping poop off their fingers.
God, that's so dumb.
I mean, you know what? I don't know how long the video is. Click on the video so that we can have this audio going through the podcast. I'm curious what they got to say. Oh, that's exciting music.
Dramatic. It's just totally visual. It says, new toilet paper with pockets. Pockets keep your hands feces free. Be the first to have one. $3. Buy one now at stopland.com.
Ooh, the Avengers trailer doesn't even have that good of music.
New toilet paper with pockets. Oh, we got, like, video of this chick, like...
Oh, are they wiping a butt? Pockets.
What the fuck? It's, like... So you put your fingers in... What the fuck? And they got paper towels with pockets, too.
Yeah,
it's like two sheets, like, stuck together, and you put your hand in it.
So it's like an oven mitten.
Yes.
It's a poop mitten.
And it's just showing her, like, using the shit. Like,
ooh, like, what?
And they've got innovative products. Innovative products. And then it just goes back to new toilet paper. With, like, a smoky background and some, like, generic, like, you know, free Adobe After Effects template text and shit.
So, like, okay, let's say that this guy succeeds. and somehow miraculously raises $20,997.
$20,000? This motherfucker wants $121,000.
Did I look at it wrong? Yes. $121,000. That's a lot of buttholes. Okay, so let's just say that he somehow makes this. It ends up in your local grocery store or wherever you buy toilet paper, hence from. Would you try a poop mitten?
No, because I know how to wipe my ass correctly.
You wouldn't even try it just to try it?
No. Dude, you wrap some sheets around your hand. That's like you're doing it already.
You wrap your whole hand in toilet paper?
No, I don't. I'm just saying if you did. I'm not getting into how. Whatever.
You seriously, you mummify, you like do the mummy wrap on your hand?
No.
You're gross, BJ.
What the fuck?
Oh. That's exactly my sentiment. You messed up, man. That's not how you do it.
What the fuck?
I think the next time that you go visit family, you need to have one of your elders sit you down and explain this. This is not my job. I'm not going to do it.
Fuck.
You're a grown man. You should know by now. I think you need poop mittens. This guy's probably thinking of you.
I don't need poop mittens, dude.
I think that if I saw them in the grocery store, I would buy them and try them once. And then if that didn't work, I would just use them for light dusting. Because I think that's how they should really be marketed. Or if they should just be called poop mittens. You call them poop mittens, everyone's buying.
So you're using it like a fucking Swiffer thingers? Like a Swiffer wiper or something?
Yeah, like a Swiffer for your hand or butt. It's a butt Swiffer.
You'd be like patenting this shit, dude.
This guy's already working on it. I'm not gonna undercut this. You know, these people, they're working hard on their poop mittens. I'm not going to swoop in with the same, like, steal their idea and apply my marketing genius. That's not ethical. I'll wait for them to fail first. Go on Shark Tank. You seen that show?
I've seen parts of it. I understand the gist of it. Probably see that motherfucker on it. That motherfucker probably was on it and got laughed off of it.
I would go on there and I would tell the story about my friend BJ, who for far too long has been wrapping his whole hand in toilet paper.
Oh my god, whatever.
All right, man. I there's really nowhere this show can go after this revelation about your hygiene habits.
Whatever.
It's, you know, I mean, I try not to. I mean, it's your life. I really got no place to judge. You know, that's not who I am. I don't judge people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're doing it wrong. You got anything you want to say before we cut this short or end it? Because we're at our time on this.
Yeah, we're at like 58 minutes. So.
Yeah, man, we're doing well. We've made our time. It flew by. Up until the end when things got weird.
No. I got nothing.
Good, because you need to get on YouTube. There's probably instructional videos. And I'm going to work on your beer list. Next time we record, man, you're going to be drinking beer during the podcast.
Yeah, it works for me.
And you're going to have to not cry like a baby because I'm giving you stuff that actually has flavor.
I'll be all right.
The beers that I tell you to get, you cannot try before we record.
Okay.
I gotta have the real truth. I gotta have it. The people deserve better, especially after what you've done to them this time.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Take us home, BJ.
Once again, it's been another episode of Bulls Deep, a Touring Films podcast with me, BJ Lewis. With me has been
Billy Mao.
We're out this motherfucker. We're getting drunk next week.
That's what the pause is for. You're pooping.
Whatever.
Poop mitten!